let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Randy, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to talk about this trend, and I've been kind of following this over the past number of years, hotel chains adding their own vacation rental properties to compete with the likes of Airbnb and VRBO, etc. I, for one, am glad for this because I fall right in that demographic, but as a travel agent, how do you see it?
So as a travel agent, we don't get too involved with Airbnb because they don't work with us, right? But we do see people, especially when they have larger groups or multi-family generational travel, they're interested in a property that's wholly theirs and have multiple facilities that they can enjoy. But you're right. There's lots of hotel and resorts that are also looking at this and seeing the potential for their properties and their brand to also take advantage of this trend. And I think we're seeing too that, especially after the pandemic, yes, more people are traveling together, but also people are going for longer stays.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never was an Airbnb person, and I get it. I understand, how it would suit some people. It was never for me. I just don't feel that comfortable being in someone else's home, or even if it's not their home. Some people I know, they buy properties specifically to rent out like that. It just wasn't my thing, but I understand if that's your thing, that's okay too, each to their own. So I'm really glad. Like I said, I fall right into this demographic. I have two teenage children. So now we need a little bit more space. They would probably like their own bed, their own room kind of thing. And this fits perfectly.
Yeah, it does. And you're right, because, you know, I think travelers are looking to avoid the unpredictability that can come from renting from individual owners, and also all hidden costs, whether it's a cleaning fee that's just quite high, or the expectation that you have to clean it up quite to certain specifications before you leave. Whereas a hotel or resort, you don't. You can just leave in most cases. And it may be that you have to do certain things, but there's lots of good companies such as Hilton, Marriott, Hyatt. You can use your points. You can earn points if you have a loyalty program with any of these companies. And it's not just, you know, US or North America. It's worldwide. Mm-hmm. So I think that has a charm in itself as far as the credibility is. If you are going worldwide, you're traveling long distances, you want to make sure when you get there, it's not a scam, and that you really do have that property waiting
Absolutely.
For you.
Yeah. Well, and again, I just go back. The reason why I'm not a fan of Airbnb. And again, I get it. If you like it, that's great. It's just not for me, but it's because, you know, you have a front desk, you have someone there, yes, to help you 24/7. If something goes wrong, or if you need something, or if you're just kind of looking for some direction, right? You have, yeah, that thing there for you. And I get it. Maybe you're paying a little bit more. And I'm looking at this article on nerdwallet.com, which titles, you know, Move Over, Airbnb, Big Hotels Are Taking Over. But they use the example of Evermore Orlando Resort. And it's a huge resort, but it's designed specifically for that. So you have the idea of a resort, but you still get everything you want from a 3-bedroom condo with a full kitchen.
Oh, yeah, that's nice, isn't it? And, you know, that they have that appeal that, especially for families, that you can have bunk rooms, or at this resort, it says it has a slide that takes you downstairs. Well, wow. And it also has amenities like an artificial beach complex, golf courses, restaurants, and a gym. So that's also huge, because you don't always want to cook when you're away, because it's your vacation too, right? Yes, mm-hmm. You can maybe save some money on getting groceries and having breakfast and such. But it's also nice to have that opportunity to have the amenities, because I know one of the key things for some of our guests is that they like to know that it has a nice proper gym. that they can work out, because fitness is very important to people. And also, you know, if you have a full house of guests, it could be more affordable because than an individual hotel room. It did, you know, in this article, it did say that the units can be expensive. So the more, the merrier.
Yeah, exactly. And even like amenities, and again, we go back using the example of the Evermore in Orlando, the huge sort of, you know, it's a man-made beach, but you have sort of that there for you. You've got a swimming pools and at other resorts too, where, you know, maybe you get a small little swimming pool at an Airbnb, but who knows how clean it is and when the last time it was maintained, and just little things like that. But you know that if you're with Marriott or Hilton, those chains, that their reputation is pretty good.
Especially after COVID, you want to make sure you have the sanitary measures in place. Like even in other forms of travel, like with cruise ships, you hear they have viruses that spread and they clean quite a bit. So you want to make sure that that cleanliness level is there. Now, Marriott did launch its Home and Villas by Marriott International, and it has like 140,000 vacation rentals worldwide. And a lot of people are members of Bonvoy, which is their loyalty program, and they can earn and redeem points for the stays here. Now, in contrast to Evermore, these are mostly standalone homes, and they are vetted by a designated Marriott property management company, and so that they offer 24/7 support. They may not be necessarily on site, but you have somebody to talk to in a manner that's efficient. Like you're not having to wait or track down the owner, or it offers, you know, opportunities for luxury properties. And that could include like an Italian villa with a sauna, a private chef, an infinity pool. This particular villa can accommodate up to 24 people. I don't know 24 people that would go with me, but anyway, or I could call on, but that would be pretty unique if you have, you know, extended family or friends or a wedding. Like, wouldn't that be kind of fun? Like, because destination weddings are huge, and, you know, it could add up in price, but if you have a property like this, multi-bedroom homes, you know, could, if you equate it out, could cost you less than $100 per night.
Yeah, depending on the property you're looking at and how many people. Yeah, if you break it down per person, it probably isn't that much more expensive than, you know, a luxury hotel or something to that effect. And just getting back to the fact of, you know, cooking meals and that kind of thing, at least you have the option. And if it's a little more pricier for, you know, places like the Evermore in Orlando, well, you can offset the price of that by, you know, maybe having breakfast or lunch in your suite, and then, you know, dining out in the evening, or vice versa, or something to that effect. So you can kind of juggle costs too.
Yeah, I absolutely love having the option to eat breakfast at your like residence or your property before you head out to the day, because it does save money. And then maybe even, especially if you have a family or even a couple, friends, you know, you can even make sandwiches to take with you if you're exploring out and about, because it does cost matters in this world, especially if you're at a destination where our dollar doesn't do so good. That matters too, because the exchange rate could also add to your vacation budget. So yes, I'm sure there's people that will still think of Airbnb or another short-term rental, but I think there's now options that you can compare, so that you are getting the best value for your dollar.
And options are always good. And I think this is a good idea. I hope more hotel chains do it, which I think they will. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Thanks, Onanta.
Thank you. All the best for the week.